Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this privilege and opportunity we have to be back with you again and to get into the good Word of God and to share the love of God. The Word of God is precious to my soul. I never get tired of it. It never gets old to me. I tell you, it's food to my soul, and I love it. I tell you, I'd love to get in it, and I love to examine myself by it. I love to rejoice with it. I tell you, I love to be able to read it and just feel like I'm right there with them. I tell you, it's that alive. It's alive. It gets alive in you. And you love the Word of God when you get saved. If you don't love the Bible, there's something wrong. There's something terrible wrong. If you say you're saved and you don't love the Bible, you don't love God's Word, I mean really love it, there's something wrong. You need to get your heart right with God, first of all. Or no doubt some of you just need to get saved. When you're saved, you love the Word of God. You love the brethren. You love the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. I tell you, you want to do the things that are of God when you really get saved. There's some people that's got saved and really never growed much in the Lord, never really got into the Word of God, never really learned how precious this book is. I mean, how deep it is and how it just continues to get better and better by reading and studying it. And just, I tell you, it's what a blessing it is to have the Word of God to live by. It's good to live by, good to die by. And I tell you, it's everything we need is right here in the Word of God. And I pray to God is if you are saved, I pray that you get in there and really study it and really just love it. I tell you, you'll be so glad you did. I tell you, the fellowship will get a whole lot better with you and the Lord when you study His Word. This is how He speaks to us. He speaks to us through His Word. I tell you, we talk to God through prayer, and then God speaks to us through His Word. I tell you, the man of God my pastor at the church, I tell you, he's taught us that, and it's so true. I found it to be so. I tell you, when you get in the Word of God, it's precious to your soul. I tell you, then God will speak to you through the Word of God. But today I want to speak to you out of the book of Romans, the first chapter, and a comment as the Lord lets me comment today. But I hope and pray to be a blessing to you today. The Bible said in verse 1 that Paul, the Bible said this is the epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Romans. He said, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, he is a servant. I mean, he didn't count himself to be anything, but he was a servant of Jesus Christ. He served him, called to be apostle. He was one apostle that was called out of due time. And the Bible said that he counted himself as like a slave. I mean, as of Jesus Christ, to serve and to love Christ and to separate himself unto the gospel of God, the gospel of Christ. He said, a servant of Jesus Christ called to be an apostle. It's a calling. He didn't take it upon himself. This is something that God called him. If you go and read how he got started and how God dealt with him and how God smote him off his high horse, no doubt. I mean, he was a religious man. He thought that he was doing God a favor by consenting unto the death of Christians and so forth, and the things that he did to them because they went about preaching the resurrection and other things, and he come against them, and that's why he was. He was a man that knew the law. He was a very smart man, but he didn't know God. He knew the law, but he didn't know the lawgiver, as some have said. He didn't know the lawgiver, so therefore God dealt with him, and he smote him off his high horse, and God spoke to him, and he began to tell him that Paul began to tell who are, Paul said, "Who art thou, Lord?" And when God began to speak to him, he said, "Who art thou, Lord?" And he said, "I'm Jesus of Christ." What he was saying, that's and one you persecuting. He was persecuting the Lord, didn't know it, but he thought he was good. He thought he was justified. He thought he was religious enough to get to heaven, but God showed him that he wasn't, and God dealt with him, and he got saved. God called him to be an apostle. He called him to go and to minister to the Gentiles. And he called Peter to the Jews. And so the Bible said in verse 2, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. He thought the prophets had prophesied in these Holy Scriptures about the Lord Jesus Christ. He talked about concerning his Son Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. Now I tell you, this is Jesus Christ the Lord. The Bible said that Jesus was born of a woman made under the law. God, I mean, God got in man. God overshadowed her. The Holy ghost overshadowed her and put the seed in her womb. And the Bible said, therefore, that's where his body come from. Now, Joseph was his father, but that's not where his seed came from. His seed came from God above. It was a miracle birth here, how the Lord Jesus came into this world. And I tell you, it was a virgin named Mary, and she bore the seed of the high. She bore the Lord Jesus Christ, and his body came from her. And they both, I believe, they both were of the seed of David, Mary and Joseph. But his seed came from God above. And the Bible said, declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. Thank God, I mean, it showed everything he did, all the works and the miracles that he did. And I tell you, all that, all of his love and so forth, and especially the resurrection from the dead, declared that he is the Son of God. Praise God today. I know he's alive. I know he's real. He got life in me. I tell you, he resurrected my dark soul. And I tell you, I've been a changed creature ever since. And I tell you, I know I'm born again. I know I'm saved. I'm going to heaven because of what he did at Calvary, and how he got up from the grave, and how he tasted death, hell, in the grave for every man, woman, boy, and girl. Thank God for that today. But he was, the Bible said, declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. He went forth healing all types of things he did, and healed the blind, healed the lame and the sick, and raised the dead, and all these types of things. Had the power, I tell you, with the Holy Spirit, I tell you, holiness and the resurrection from the dead. He's talking about here how he got up. No man took his life, he gave his life. And he got up from the grave. And I tell you, he is the Son of God, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. Paul said we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom are all ye also called of Jesus Christ. I tell you, we that are saved, we're called. We're called of him. Now I tell you, I've been called to preach. And that's not a boast. I'm nothing. When he got me, he got nothing. But I'm trying to do and follow him that he may use this so unworthy vessel that I am. Now he made me worthy through his blood. But I'm talking about just, I mean, there's nothing good about me. My flesh stinks. It's rotten. It's vile. But he called me. But everybody that says called for a work, they're called to minister. You may not be called to be a preacher, or so forth, but you are called to get out and to witness for Christ and make known unto the world what Christ has done for you. You're not just sit still on a couch somewhere and do nothing and just watch TV and do nothing for God. It's time to get busy for God. He's called you for work. It's time for you to get busy and find it out what it is and to get out there and love people and care for people and do the work of God. In the verse 7, he said here, to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, called to be saints. We that are saved are all saints of God. We're not all saintly as we need to be or should be, but we are saints. He sanctified us, you see. He sanctified us when he saved us. By one offering, he's perfected forever them that are sanctified. We've been sanctified for what Christ did at Calvary. He shed his blood for our sins. That's how we become a saint. It's not because we do good. It's not because we treat our neighbor well. It's not because we go and join a church. It's not because of those type of things or donate or give our monies. It's because what Jesus did at Calvary, and we trusted in that. We trusted in his shed blood. We believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, and we got saved. And then we become a saint of God because of what Christ did. And then we're to go and sanctify ourselves each and every day, cleansing ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh, striving to perfect holiness in the fear of God. That's the way it works. And the Bible said in verse 8, first, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken throughout the whole world. I tell you, it just joyed his heart. I mean, it just made Paul's heart rejoice when he saw that the Word of God was going forth. When he saw the love of those that he preached to and those he's won to the Lord and those churches that he helped and that he got started and so forth. And when he seen that they were loving God and loving their fellow man and their faith, I tell you, was strong. I tell you, it made him rejoice. And it ought to make us all rejoice. The Bible said in verse 9, "For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of His Son." He said here, "For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of His Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers." This was a praying man. This man called Paul, he prayed, the Bible said, without ceasing. I mean, that's why he was used of God so much. That's why, I mean, his prayers were answered as well. He was continuously in his prayer. I mean, he prayed without ceasing. He had a love, I mean, in his heart for the work of God and for souls. And God used him mightily. I tell you, he counted all things but dung that he might put on Christ and win Christ. All that he had and the reputation that he had with the Jews and all that his learning and so forth. And he counted all but dung. He counted all that he might put on Christ. And only that the power of God may rest upon him. And that's what he said about his infirmity and the things that he had. That he welcomed that because of the fact he prayed the Lord would take it away three times and so forth. But he knew it was for infirmity of the flesh that would no doubt keep him humble, that the power of God would rest upon him. And the Bible said, making requests, if by any means, now at length, I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end you may be established. He said, I'll have a longing to see you, and to impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end you may be established. He wanted to help them. He wanted to add to their faith and encourage them and no doubt share some more with them. He said, that is that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith, both you and me. He's looking forward to fellowshipping with them. I mean, the faith that they all had and rejoiced together and being comforted together in Christ. And that's the way it ought to be down here with God's people. We ought to be rejoicing together. We ought to be sharing things together. We ought to be comforting ourselves together, not beating up each other, not talking about and backbiting and hurting people, but to love one another and lift them up in prayer and just talk to the Lord and just exhort one another. Bible said daily. It's what he's talking about in coming together and loving one another. Now would that have you? He said, now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, but I was led hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. I'm a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. He said, I'm a debtor to the whole world, is what he's saying. I'm a debtor. I owe it to them. He said, to give the gospel to them, to give them hope. He said, so as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are in Rome also. I am ready to preach unto you. I'm ready to preach wherever God sends me. He wanted to have fruit everywhere, wherever God sent him. And he went on to say, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. I'm not ashamed, he said, of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Now he showed that just wasn't taught with him. He suffered a lot. He suffered when he went about, and even when they beat him and, just beat him with stripes and different things. I mean, he went forth preaching it again. I tell you, he was a godly man and he really meant what he said, and he really loved the Lord and loved the gospel. And the Bible says here, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, that is written, the just shall live by faith. But I see my time's gone. My prayer to God is today, my friend, if you're not saved, that you'll come to Him, repent of your sins, and cry out to Him, and He'll have mercy and save you just like you are. All you got to do is mean it with all your heart. God bless you in Jesus' precious name, and amen.